This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 490 for Tuesday, July 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures remain on the rise Tuesday due to more fund liquidation. With the final settlement, the November canola contract adds $5.30 at $678.40 per ton, and the January contract is up $5 at $682.80 per ton. An analyst suggests that canola could soon test the $700 mark. Despite heat damage to canola in the drier areas of the prairies and to later planted fields, the analyst still believes a harvest of 20 million tons of canola is still possible. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its July supply and demand report showing production for 2024-25 increasing from 18.1 million tons to now 18.63 million. Ending stocks are reduced to 2.1 million tons from last month's 2.5 million. Additional support for canola is coming from gains in Chicago soybeans, but soy oil and soy meal turn lower. While Malaysian palm oil is relatively steady, there are losses in European rapeseed. Weakness in crude oil is adding pressure onto the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is lower on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 72.6 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 72.7. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a private sale of 200,000 tons of new crop corn to unknown destinations. The USDA released its crop progress report yesterday. Soybean ratings hold at 68% good to excellent. U.S. corn dips 1 point to 67% good to excellent, while the country's spring wheat remains at 77%. The winter wheat harvest nudges ahead 5 points to 76% complete. The Wheat Quality Council's tour heads out today with one leg traveling from Fargo to Bismarck. The other leg ventures into Minnesota. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are steady to higher on Tuesday. The November contract rises 7 cents at 10.75 per bushel. August soy oil drops more than 3/10 of a cent at 46.66 cents per pound. August soy meal sheds 90 cents at $342.70 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn adds 2 cents to 402.5 per bushel. September oats pull back 4 cents at 341. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago September loses 5 cents at 543. Kansas City September is down a nickel at 567. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September foregoes 8 cents at 615. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 23rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.